Oh, Jesus Christ, I love you so much, and I thank you for your presence. You're so good. You really are alive. You really are. It's so easy to ignore that or forget it or to be unaware of it, but blessed are those who eyes are open to know that you are with them all day long, if they believe and been born again. So Lord, I'm thankful and I pray that your Holy Spirit will be in this message, Jesus. Lord, I pray for that. Lord, in your name, amen. Hello, welcome to Knowing Jesus. This is Michael Ryan. And if you're interested in subscribing to these audiobook podcasts, you can do so by going to the iTunes search query and typing in Michael Ryan's Booze. Just want to read from John 15, starting in verse 1. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, so that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Friends, it's important. Jesus wants you to know that he is in the fruit-bearing business. He wants to bear fruit in you. He wants to produce fruit in your life. He truly desires to produce fruit. And then when he produces fruit, guess what? He wants to produce even more fruit. Well, what kind of fruit am I talking about? Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 to 23 talks about the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. In other portions of the scripture, there's fruit that we can know that comes from the Spirit. A sound mind, power, righteousness. God is interested and producing these fruit in you all day, every day, for the rest of eternity. And he will do it in you, friends. He will produce that fruit in you, and he wants you to know that that's what it's about. I encourage you, evaluate, look in your life. Do you see the fruit of Jesus Christ? Rejoice in him, worship him. Thank him for the fruit that you see, because it's there. If you believe in the gospel, you have some of that fruit in you. And if you can't find the fruit, if you're being hard pressed to find it, I would encourage you to bow your head and start worshiping the Lord and start asking him to bear his fruit. Attach yourself to him. He's a true vine. He goes on in verse 4 to say, abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, so neither can you unless you abide in me. Check this out. In verse 5, I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. Do you believe that? Do you believe that? Do you believe that apart from Jesus, you can do absolutely nothing? That you can be a born-again believer and produce absolutely nothing that's fruitful towards the Lord? Please don't mistake your personality as fruit. Please don't mistake you being a loving person or a kind or having self-control and discipline as part of your personality, as opposed to being a Christ-powered love, a Christ-powered kindness, a Christ-powered self-control, a Christ-powered peace and joy. That's different. That's the kind that matters. That's the kind that's infectious and that other people are able to see Jesus. Because if other people aren't seeing Jesus in your life, then it really should make you go back and say, Lord, I need more of you. Not to condemn yourself, but to be asking the Lord to fill you up so he can bear that fruit. That's not your personality. but that's Jesus. You see, when someone has a fruit that's personality, all it does is make other people just, you know, feel like, oh, I wish I was like that. But when you're ministering Jesus to somebody, that's hope. That's good. People are blessed by that. People are blessed by that. And I encourage you, be filled up with Jesus and be letting that just come out and just springing out of you. But you can only do that through abiding in Him. If you listen to these podcasts, you know that I'm constantly preaching to ask Jesus to fill you up, to that He lives in you, and to let Him produce the fruit. But I'm showing you right here that He says this. This is not my opinion. It's not my suggestion. This is your Lord who cried for you, who screamed and hollered, Lord, in pain. Goodness, Lord, you did that for us. But He did that for you, and He's here giving you a command. He's giving you His holy will of how you become a productive Christian. It has nothing to do with your own effort. He says it as a branch. Look, it says, let's go find it up. He goes in verse 6, if anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away as a branch and dries up, and they gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. You know, the branch doesn't do anything except connect to the fruit. Excuse me, connect to the vine. You don't produce your own goodness. You don't. And if you try to produce your own fruit, you're just going to wither up and dry out and be stressed, be unproductive, and just end up living a life that's not abundant. And you will dry out and you will be thrown into the fire. I'm not talking about going to hell, but I'm saying it's, you know, because Jesus isn't preaching that believers are going to go to hell. But that's what happens to branches that are unproductive. They're thrown into the fire. They become useless. And I'm saying that's going to be your experience on this planet as a believer. It won't be good. It won't be good. And I encourage you, please, just attach yourself to Jesus Christ and live in Him all day long. Right now, if you hear the Spirit of God speaking to you, convicting you, asking you, make time for me, worship me, adore me, open your heart to me, stop focusing on things that don't matter, stop giving other things first place, give me first place. That's what Jesus wants you to know. Give Him first place, because He really does have first place. And when you die, you're going to see it. Whether you believe in Him or not, everyone who dies understands immediately that Jesus Christ really is God. And that He sits on the throne and He really does control the universe. From the way the amoeba works to the way the solar systems and space works, He is in control of everything. So, I encourage you, friends, abide in Jesus Christ. Abide in Him. It's gonna be life to you. It's gonna be life to you. The branch is a good illustration of what this relationship is like, and I encourage you to go pick up John chapter 15 and meditate on that yourself. Lord Jesus, let Your name be worshipped. Fill up the believer who's listening. Encourage them. Lord, be their good shepherd. Lead them. Guide them. Fill them. Bless them. Carry them. Protect them. Move in them, Lord. I pray all these things, Lord, in Your name. You get all the glory and honor. Amen.